This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A Moffitt County rancher will pay the federal government around $350,000 for rerouting a creek and building a bridge on federal land without any permits. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has the story.
The Justice Department says over the course of several years, rancher John Raftopoulos changed the course of a creek that runs through his property near the Green River without getting required permits from the Army Corps of Engineers. Raftopoulos cut down cottonwood trees, filled in wetlands, straightened the course of the creek, and built a bridge on federal land. The settlement requires the rancher to restore the creek and wetlands and put a deed on the property to protect the area in the future. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Representative Ed Perlmutter is reintroducing his bill to give legal cannabis businesses full access to financial services. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the Arvada Democrat hopes this is the year to get it done.
When Perlmutter first brought the Safe Banking Act up in 2013, people would chuckle. The federal government considers cannabis a Schedule I drug and makes it difficult for banks to work with a multi-billion dollar industry. But now, 47 states have legalized it in one form or another.
You have to acknowledge that and get these laws to work together instead of in conflict.
Safe banking passed the House twice last Congress, but stalled in the Senate. Perlmutter hopes this year it makes it all the way to the president's desk, giving him the last laugh. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.